This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. An international festival of experimental arts is just underway at the University of Illinois to celebrate the life of composer, writer, and political activist Herbert Brun. Brun, who came to the university in the 1960s, may be best known for his work involving computer systems and musical composition. He taught at the U of I through the 1990s, and when asked what he taught, he would exclaim, "Students." Brun was born in 1918. He died November 6, 2000. The festival is called Herbert Brun and His Co-Conspirators. Joining us to tell us more is Susan Parenti. Susan, thanks so much for being here this afternoon.
Thanks, Celeste, for having me here.
So you knew him, right?
Yes, very well.
Very well. And can you give us some sense of the man, of his energy? I think in that quotation that I just said, students, I think that's pretty telling.
Right. Well, he knew that the expected answer would be to the question, what do you teach? For a composer, it would have been music. So he knew the expected, and he didn't want to give you that because he felt that giving someone the expected was a disappointment. So he would already try to make what he was saying avoid the obvious. And indeed, though he was never trained as a teacher, he, as a jazz pianist, as a composer, related to the person. And so he did indeed teach the students. Second, another thing about Herbert that's appropriate because this festival is called Here and Now. He was very conscious of where he was and when he was. And his life history could be described perhaps in a pessimistic way as the life of an exile. But it was also the life of a person who looked around and said, all right, the Nazis are in Germany, I will flee. And then he went to Palestine and noticed the nationalism in Israel, and he left there. So part of his energy came from the fact that he was in response to the reality he saw.
Yeah. There is a poem that came with the materials, Here and Now materials, and it is called Self-Portrait, 1986.
Right.
And it says just exactly what you
right.
said. He says, I am Herbert Brun. I am here. This is who I am. I work with students. I work with...
Right.
Yeah, that is who I am.
And he had an unusual idea, sort of a forerunner to the progressives people's insistence on community. He would compose a project, and around this project would gather people. So he was really interested in people, but as a kind of a consequence to a designed project. So he, one of the reasons we're even having this festival is that he left behind, or with him, a group of people that loved working with him. And the word with was very important. It's almost like a shortened version of the word witness, the withness of Herbert. He wanted to work with students. So his life in the University of Illinois was not necessarily to get on committees, but really to be making projects that were questioning the status quo in the music school and in other places.
Well, that could be very challenging.
Yes.
To work with
Herbert. People. Yes. One of the things that people knew about Herbert was his insistence on learning to speak language rather than be spoken by it. His analysis of how the Nazis rose to power and how the nationalists rose to power in Israel was through... I think he made a decision not to hate humanity. His family was killed in the Holocaust. And he could have made that decision, but he decided that it was the language of the press that drove people to these extremes. And so working with Herbert meant that he was constantly making you aware of the language you were speaking and whether your intention was being performed by your choice of articulation.
Would you tell us about the School for Designing Society he co-founded
right.
in 1991?
Right, that's correct. The school is a design. It's kind of a composition, but in social relations. And it takes as a point of departure that people want to radically change the current system. Radically would mean change the premises. And so it asks the question that a composer would ask herself, which is, all right, what do I want? If I were to design a society like designing a symphony or a dress or a stew, what would my society look like? And can we design it? Is it impossible to think that we could live in a world which is of our choice and of our preference? So the school, for me, is a good news school. Like many of the things that Herbert did, It took the idea that though we're in response to many things that came before us, like nature and our history, that our response, what we create, can contribute and radically change what we're seeing.
His music and writings, are they available for people to
get
hold of?
Mm-hmm. He has a website, which I hope I remember, is herbertbrun.org. There's another website for a printing company, a local one, that produces not only his CDs, but also these two new books that just came out. This would have been his 85th year, 2003, and kind of in celebration of the festival, we just finished editing two books of his formulations, and those can also be found on Non Sequitur Press, T-U-R, Sequitur.
Yeah, Irresistible Observations and yes. Size in Disguise, and they will keep you occupied for quite some time.
Yes.
Before we run out of time, we have to highlight a couple of the events that are coming up here. Tonight, we've got a percussion group,
yes.
Cincinnati Compositions, Percussion Group Cincinnati
right.
Compositions, and this is going to be in the Follinger Great Hall.
Right. Yes, this is a group that was good friends with Herbert, played a lot of his music, co-conspired with him, and they'll be doing a concert tonight which features some of Herbert's music, an exciting and large-scale spectacle by Maurizio Kagel called Dresseur, and some smaller pieces by composers that they recommend. So it will be, by now percussion has kind of been linked with just drumming, but these are people who take the whole world of noise and sound and show you a design and an intention. So that'll be going on from 7:30 to 9:30 as the beginning concert. And that will be followed in the lobby of Krannert by the Prince Mishkins, which are a political satirist duo, both people students of Herbert's, in the lobby at 10.
Okay, and then tomorrow there's a couple of concerts coming up, and I would anticipate that these are open to the public.
Right, everything is, right. There's a concert at 4 to 5:30 at Smith Recital Hall, and a concert again in the evening at 7:30 in the Music Building Auditorium, which will have a lot of live electronics. We have composers really coming from all around the world and performers. We even have Councilwoman Danielle Chenoweth performing in a piece by Kenneth Gaburo on the 7:30 Music Building Auditorium concert.
She was one of his students.
Yes,
and,
right.
She's a member of the Urbana City Council.
Yes, right, she is.
And then Saturday, two more concerts.
Correct. Yes, there'll be a concert at 7:30, again in Follinger Great Hall, and then at On the Job Consulting, which is a consulting firm that was started by a student of Herbert's, Siegfried Gold, at 10 p.m. It's a free cabaret with poetry, music, theater, and we'll go to about midnight, and that will be the end concert of the festival.
Lots of things coming up, lots of events. And for more information, listeners, 344-1439 or 333-7061. That's 333-7061, 344-1439. Well, to wrap up here this afternoon, Susan, you suggested we play one of his compositions. It's called The Laughing Third.
Right.
What would you like to say about it, and why did you recommend it?
Okay. It's a solo piano piece, and it has a wit to it, meaning there's quotes of styles of music, and it's connected to an idea Herbert had about disagreement. He wanted to propose this to United Nations, is that when two people disagree, rather than agreeing, they're actually adding alternatives to one another, so that conflict is actually a source of variety. And then the third comes in, somebody watching those two people argue, that's the third person that laughs and notices that she now has two new alternatives. So the piece is, like many of Herbert's pieces, a way to participate in the world of discourse and doing it in composition.
Okay, here we go, The Laughing Third. Thank you. The Laughing Third, one of the compositions of Herbert Bruhn. Here and Now, Herbert Bruhn and his co-conspirators, a festival of new music and theater underway at the University of Illinois through Saturday, November 1st. Coming up this evening, a concert in the Great Hall of the Krannert Center, 7:30 p.m., and then two more concerts Friday, two more concerts Saturday. And this afternoon, if you can get to it, you'll be running late if you want to get to it, but go ahead and make a dash. A public presentation at the Great Hall of the Krannert Center from 3 to 4, World Percussion, a public presentation, this also featuring the percussion group Cincinnati. And for more information, again, 344-1439-333-7061. Susan Perrini, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.